This is episode 38, recorded January on Friday the 13th, 2012. Packard pokes at, it's the end of the world. Again?
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packard pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. On my far, far right would be Eric. I have no thoughts.
Good evening.
And on our far left is Dan, Rel Unrelated Johnson.
Hello, hello.
And up on their perch tonight without the bird is Vonnie, Rel... is Vonnie Evolution Child.
Hello.
Oh, well, Skype is being just a wonderful thing to us tonight, unfortunately. Oh. This is just one of those nights where, you know, it's Friday, it's the 13th, and it is the New Year's. So, hey, Skype must be superstitious, I guess. That's why it's acting up like it is. Wow. Nice night for a Skype call. Anyway, well, let's get going on here. We have some corrections we need to get started off with, so let's get on those.
Uh-oh.
We goofed.
Last week's show, I had mentioned about that hunter that had killed those people when he was out hunting and everything, and I said there was 7 people. I was actually incorrect. It was actually 8, and 2 people were wounded, so there were survivors, so... But he is actually in a federal prison in Iowa right now. Not, I thought he was here in a federal prison in Wisconsin. That's what I would have figured he would have been kept, but that was my mistake. So that's wrapped up for that at least. So let's get to our first tech story for this evening. Now, when you go onto the internet and you want to go to a website, you press wherever you're going to go, .com, .org, .tv, .whatever. Now, they're going to be opening up new domain names. So if you've got, I don't know, about $190,000 sitting around waiting to do nothing, well, then, hey, you can get a new domain name named after you if you want, or a 3-letter domain, or .bob if you wanted, I suppose. There's the fee just to get the form going is $185,000 just to submit the application, and then an extra $5,000 just to get it started. So if you got the extra cash, hey, go for it. I thought when I read this, hey, people could start, you know, submitting these things. But I'm kind of flabbergasted. It costs this much just to get a dot whatever introduced into the system. I didn't realize there was this much money involved. I was just like, wow. But if you got an extra $190,000 sitting around, and an additional $25,000 annually, then you can have your own domain, at least in that room, and your own .com or .bob or whatever you want to call it. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. I remember when they were, you know, opening up the .biz and .info top-level domains several years back, and it's going to be a fun show to see what some of these places come up with, and whether or not somebody's going to claim trademark violations and that. It's not the kind of thing, you know, there used to be a lot of domain name squatting that someone would register a domain name in hopes of auctioning it off to the highest bidder. Uh-huh. Later on, and there were, you know, a lot of situations where it was one particular highest bidder that they were basically holding the domain name for ransom.
Right.
And I don't think that's going to be a big problem this time, just because of the fact that, you know, you're going to need almost $200,000 just to start the ball rolling on
right.
this. Plus, once they get the new proposals for the top-level domains in, there will be a 60-day commentary period that ICANN has set up where, you know, somebody will claim, oh, this violates our trademark, or this is offensive, or whatever.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it'd be like, I think it, the people that would be probably doing this would be like the big businesses, like you said, like McDonald's or Burger King, you know, those corporations. Be instead of going to McDonald's.com, you'd be going to something.McDonald's, or McDonald's.McDonald's, or Big Mac.McDonald's, or whatever. I mean, if they decided to go that route, I mean.
Well, you know, if Frankfort University in Central Kentucky wants their own top-level domain, they can go ahead and try and get one.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I could get one, afford something like that. Of course, I seriously doubt I'll be doing that anytime soon. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I don't know why I have a bad feeling about this, but I do. I see a lot of red tape. I see a lot of big businesses getting the benefit and the little businesses getting pushed aside.
Yeah.
Needless, it seems incredibly needless. I'm not big on this side of things, but I know that in our particular business we do have 3 domains, and I can tell you it wasn't anywhere near that. Like, it is not even in the same planet of that ballpark of a number. So I don't know why it's so expensive, but
yeah, I'm
not
sure either.
To me, this is a corporate thing that, I don't know. It feels like monopoly in a way. Like, there's something shifty going on. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's basically where instead of replacing it with .com, it's .McDonald's or .dot whatever.
But there's a reason they're doing this, obviously to make money. But there's something to this. I mean, why do it? Why do we need this?
Yeah. Well, I think I think Dan had it right, pretty good there as well. And it says also in the article that they're trying to help work on the trade and violations, whatnot, people for trade names and so forth. I think
I don't believe that. I really don't. For $190,000, there's something else going on here.
Well, someone's making some money. It's certainly not me.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm just being my skeptic self, but if I get a bad vibe, I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, you know, that internet thing, it costs money somewhere.
Yeah, that's really excessive, though.
Yeah, that is quite excessive.
Well, one of the things that's different about this, rather than just you know my domain name costs me pennies per year basically, and this isn't just a domain name. This is a top level domain. So where you've got .us, and like, for United States domains, and .com for commercial domains, a top-level domain like this is very, very expensive to set up for ICANN itself, and doesn't happen very often. That's why there's the big money deposit. Basically, a company is putting up this kind of money so that they can be a new registrar for a new top-level domain. But that doesn't happen very often.
Right. It makes me wonder if governments, when they set up like the Tuvalu, that's TV, for example, or wherever these other places are, that if they had to pay this kind of fee to get in on that too.
I don't think they had to for the country codes, for the two-letter country codes. Mm-hmm. I think ICANN set that up initially. You know, each country would have control of its own, and then it's like Tuvalu doesn't have the technical expertise and infrastructure to handle it on their own, so they have an outside company that their country has hired to manage it for them.
Ah, yeah, you know, Tuvalu is sinking. You know, they have since last year they have had no fresh water. So I'm kind of worried that TV is going to go away, because if the island sinks, does Tuvalu really exist anymore? So will the domain still stick around? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, I question about this. Like, really and truly, how many people use .biz or .info? You know, it's like there are 3 domains that I foresee people really using.
Mm-hmm.
And that's .com, .edu, .gov.
Right.
And I think if you're not a part of one of those three, it's going to be very hard to switch people's perceptions and desires to go to something other than those three.
Right.
That's just me. Because whenever I think of .biz and .info, I'm like, oh, that's a loser company. You know? So
I agree with you, Eric. I think it's so convoluted. It's just...
Yeah, it's more vanity. It's kind of like, you know, yeah, when Facebook or let you basically put your name at the end at the end, so that way it links directly to your page. It's just more of a vanity thing than anything.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Our next story.
I have many of those sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. Eric has a thought. Really? Eric, we're going to have to give you a different name now.
Oh, no. Eric has one thought.
Eric has one thought. There you go. You might want to grab that on Twitter before someone else takes it. Well, coming up in the future, I mean, you know, if you've ever seen, like, the movie Minority Report, which I've never actually seen personally, but I know there's people that are talking about doing gestures with a hand and plant and air or whatever, or they're looking at your face and reading what you're doing, then that's how you're controlling the computers and whatnot. Well, apparently this is technology. It's coming to us now. It's called Tobii, and it will allow you to control, like, your laptop with your eyes. Just looking at where you're looking on your screen, you would be able to control the technology. I mean, I think that's quite a... it's interesting, and the fact is, you know, this would be more... I think this would be more useful for someone who is a quadriplegic or incapable of using their hands or arms or anything, or someone who's been injured temporarily, so they can at least communicate with the world around them. I think this is a good technology. In an opposite direction, it's kind of weird, because if you decide to look, if you look away and you accidentally click on a link that you didn't mean to, and who knows where you can end up. Is it you blink in the right eye for the right click and the left eye for the left click? I don't know. But it's an interesting technology. I mean, but it's shooting basically RI infrared into your eyes. I'm just wondering, you know, is that going to... I'm wondering if that's going to be more harmful later on, you know, to us. You know, human beings, we're fragile. I mean, stuff happens to us and points at us, and it's kind of hard to tell if we're going to be... radiation, you know, whatever. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it says they're using two infrared cameras to capture a couple points on your eyes to see where they're looking. Like you said, it's going to be a big help for, say, somebody that has mobility issues. I know a guy, he's out in Phoenix, Arizona now, but he had a stroke probably 20 years ago or so, and he used a trackball with his Mac, and it was rather difficult for him to maneuver around, but, you know, he managed as best he could. And something like this, the technology, I think would help him to, you know, be more communicative and have, you know, more links to the people that he had been in touch with for years before and up to that point.
Yeah, that'd be make it easier for him or anybody else that has those abilities. You know, us lazybouts, we're going to go, I'll just sit there, look at the TV, go, whatever, you know. You know, pretty soon we're just going to be a big ball, and we're just going to be a head, a big lump and eyes, and we won't have to do anything. Just look at where we're going. if you ever heard that song 2525, in a year 2525, that's, you know, everybody's just basically not doing hardly anything, but you'd have to listen to the song to find out what I'm talking about. Fonny, your thoughts?
excuse me. Yeah, I'm all for this. I think that what a wonderful initiative for people who are disabled and are unable otherwise, you know, to be even on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful to see them being included in the land of technology in the 21st century. It's really a really good... I think this is a fabulous idea.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No.
Oh, that's it?
That about covers it.
Oh, okay. Eric, your thoughts?
The only thing that I can think of right now is, can you imagine like reading an article and as you're reading you see the little mouse go along with the letters that you're trying to read, and then you go off to the side and then it clicks on one of those annoying little pop-up ads and stuff like that.
I didn't mean to click that.
Dang! But however, you can totally get off of whenever, like, you know, you're accidentally watching a video and someone walks in, you could be like a naughty video, and someone walks in, you could be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, my eyes just clicked in the wrong spot."
Oh, that's right. Blame the eyes, accidental.
They caught me with the boobies.
It's.
But, I mean, I foresee some great things with this. It's just, I would like to see it fully implemented, just because I want to know exactly how it works. And if it was me, I couldn't. If the little cursor moves as I'm reading, that's gonna end it for me. I'm like, nope, don't want that.
Yeah, they might get a little distracted because you're, instead of watching what you're reading, you're watching the cursor and you're like following around. It's like those things that some people get these things in their eyes, like you look like something's floating. They're called floaters, and then you're like trying to follow them. The next thing you know, they can't follow them because they're moving away out of your vision. And I wonder if that's gonna happen there.
Right.
Kind of a weird situation there. Okay, well, let's get moving on to our next topic.
Politics, 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 politics.
Texas court has decided to allow that ultrasound, that women have to have an ultrasound before abortion because they say it does not violate the Constitution. I think it violates, personally, I mean, for me, I think this violates a woman's right to privacy, a right to, you know, not to have to do this. I mean, why? What is it with the court systems? They think that women don't have enough brains in their head to know what they don't want. If they have to listen to this ultrasound, wait a day, and then come back and say if they still want this abortion. This is a gross negligence of the court systems. This is there are just. It just makes me angry that they're pushing our society backwards, and because when I read this, I'm just livid. I just cannot understand why that they're doing this. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Of course, a lot of the stuff that religious people do just don't make any sense to me. But that's a whole other story. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's people just wanting to harass women and try to dissuade them from being able to constitutionally get an abortion like they can. And it's basically forcing physicians to do something that is not medically necessary.
Yeah.
The legislators are trying to practice medicine without a license, basically.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be overturned when it goes yet again to another higher court. I don't think this is going to stand constitutional muster.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It just doesn't make any sense. And as Mean Fluff says in the chat, who's going to fund the ultrasounds? I mean, I would think that if they're going to do this, they're probably going to stick it to the woman. Say, oh, since you have to get this, you have to pay for the ultrasound on top of everything else, on top of the procedure. That doesn't, you know. That just makes it even more prohibitively expensive for her. And like you said, Dan, they're just trying to use this to harass them and to make it prohibitively expensive and impossible for them to get it done. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Okay. I will try my hardest not to rant here.
No, please. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, please.
First of all, ultrasounds are very expensive. And who's going to pay for that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to pay for that ultrasound? Are they going to force this woman to have an ultrasound and on top of which make her pay? These ultrasounds are extremely expensive.
Yes.
And I don't mean the equipment. I mean the actual process of having one is extremely expensive.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would need to know the answer to that because surely they would not be then expecting them to also have the financial burden that's just one thing. So let's say the government was about to pay for the ultrasounds just to, you know, drive the point home. Mm-hmm. What they should be using that money for is promoting safe and responsible sex, which right. would dramatically assist with preventing the need for an abortion in the first place.
Right.
And because in Canada, this is such old news. It blows my mind every time this issue comes up. But do they really think that guilting a woman or a girl into having a child will make her any more prepared or able to raise a child?
Yeah.
How is forcing someone by guilt to have a baby going to make them any more equipped to raise it? That's why they're having the abortion in the first place, is right. because they aren't capable of raising a child in that point in their life.
Right.
And, do they think this is just a walk in the park? I can tell you right now, an abortion, I have had one, and it is not a walk in the park.
Yeah.
It is so much red tape, it would make your head spin. You're hormonal. The first trimester is nothing but a hormonal nightmare.
Yeah, and that's what I think they're trying to do, Vani, is because they know you're going to have those things. So they figure you're not going to be able to think straight, so they're going to inundate you with all kinds of stuff to try to make you change your mind.
Well, yeah, I think they're doing everything they can to push the guilt card, really. I think that they're playing, you're right, whatever emotion you want to pick, they're playing with the emotions of these women. And this is already a stressful situation. You're hormonal, you're mentally all over the place. You just, like, I know when I had mine, that would not have changed my mind. All I would have done is be extremely resentful that I was put in a position where they thought they could guilt me.
Right.
And already being physically and mentally just, I just wanted to get it done.
Right.
You know, I didn't want to have this to be a great big drama thing. I just wanted it to be done. I knew it had to be done.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I was going to spend the day at the fair. This was, and in the meantime, I've got
the fair, you get cotton candy.
Yeah, in the meantime, I've got this fetus inside me. I'm well aware of that. And I just want to get it out before it becomes anything more than a fetus.
Right.
I want this process to be done safely, responsibly, and humanely.
Yeah.
And I just think they are so disrespectful in this, and I am just so glad that at least my country, this is what it comes down to in Canada. It's about human rights. And
right.
the rights of a fully developed human woman trumps the rights of a fetus.
Yeah.
And the rights of that fetus, once that fetus becomes an actual fully developed person, because you have to consider the fact, and we do here, if this person is not capable of raising a child, why are we bringing it into the world in the first place?
Yes, exactly.
So it's just, well,
you know, No, that's fine. There was also they put one side clause in this. The only way they would not allow that they would have the necessary need for the ultrasound, which I'm sure they'll change their minds on anyway, is if she qualifies for this would be the exception, if she due to rape, incest, or fetal abnormality. I mean, the only way she's going
to
have
that shouldn't matter, because at that point, I'm sorry to cut you off, but at that point of a fetus, it is not a fully developed baby anyway. It's
right.
a fetus. And if anyone actually did the homework to find out what a fetus is, that uneducated people ranting and raving, just learn a little bit about the human body and
right.
what a fetus is. It's not a fully developed human being. That's why in Canada they do it so early.
Right.
So it can be done before there are humane implications.
Right.
You know, it's just, people need to educate themselves.
Right. But that's what I was saying, is that they were, you know, but I was just saying that they give this reason is that the only reason you can skip this procedure is for those reasons. And I agree with you, Vani, it's irrelevant. They shouldn't have to have the procedure done in any case, not just those exceptions. In any case, it's stupid.
And there again, it's them playing God.
Yes.
Them saying, well, in the case of rape, well, I guess it's okay. Who are you to say to someone else, this is what you're going, this is what your future is, and guess what? You have no choice. Forcing parenthood on someone is the worst thing you can do for that child that you say you're trying to save.
Right. Exactly. And you, like you said, they're playing God. You know why they're playing God? Because there is no God. Because they, so they figured they're gonna play their God and be God.
It just frustrates me to
know. Oh yeah, it frustrates me too. That's why I was just livid when I read this. It just disturbed me. Yeah. Eric, your thoughts.
So let me see if I understand this. Government has made a decision that is wrong about a profession, and it affects a profession too.
Yes.
Don't they do this all the time with everything?
Yeah, but the point here, Eric, is that
no, I know, I understand.
Okay.
I don't think there should be any exceptions for this. If you're gonna make it for one, you must make it for all. And you know, it's just one of those things where, like I said, there shouldn't be an exception. Either you do it for all, or you don't do it at all.
Right.
Now, can they still appeal this?
As far as I know, this is the High Court of Texas. But I think, as Dan was saying, if this goes to a higher court, which would probably be the U.S. Supreme Court, right, they may strike it down at that point. And I think that's where it's going to have to go.
Yeah. Now, the other question, I just want to play devil's advocate for a second.
Oh, please, Eric, please play devil's advocate. We haven't had that in a while.
And I do so well at it.
Yes, you do.
Okay, so whenever we talk about a fetus and all that, the reason why we consider it as being not a human being, not a person who can make decisions, is because it cannot live outside of the human body by itself, correct?
Right. Yes. All right. I mean, at least I think so. I mean, that's just my opinion, of course.
Okay.
I'm not sure what everybody else's opinion is on that exactly.
Now, we have bacteria and stuff like that live inside of our bodies.
Yes.
If we take it out of our bodies, they cannot live. Do we still consider bacteria a living organism?
Bacteria is considered an organism.
We're not talking about organisms. We're talking about human beings, though.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
It still falls under the same thing. It's a group of cells.
Doesn't, Eric. Could a bunch of organisms drive a car, feed itself, dress itself? No, it couldn't. We're talking about a human being. Let's keep it real.
Okay, but I'm just saying, it is an organism. It does have cells, and it does have the ability to recreate those cells, which to some people is believed as being a living organism. In fact, we got excited because we found organisms, bacteria and stuff like that on Mars. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, some things have different environments, and this is an environment that a fetus lives in. And you know, I still get into a debate with myself as far as, you know, the living aspect of it, because to some degree there is elements of it that is a living entity. Yes, it may not be able to make decisions. Yes, it may not be able to drive or feed itself. But you know, there are organisms out there that do similar things.
But Eric, with all due respect, how is your belief any of my business, and how is my uterus any of your business?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Advocate on this point. He's not attacking you, Vani, or anybody else.
Eric, and no disrespect to you whatsoever, because I love you dearly, and I know you are doing this, but that whole spiel that you just gave is so old in my eyes, I could spit. We are talking about a human life, not a bunch of organisms, not a bunch of cells, blah-dy, blah-dy, blah. We could go down the friggin' line. We could go right back to evolution where we started off as little teeny cells. The same cells that people are yelling about to say they deny about evolution. They just pick and cherry pick what they want to suit their agenda. At the end of the day, this is my life. It is my body. It is my future. And this child does not deserve to live in a gutter because someone forced me to have a baby because their belief went against it. This is my life.
And I do agree with you from that point. One of the issues that I have with whenever it comes in terms of abortion and stuff like that is, or I shouldn't say, one of the things that I think is that, you know, as Christians, you know, if we love all life, then we have to love all life. And one of the things that we don't do well is we don't have a true serious options for people who decide that they want to at least have the baby, but maybe not raise the baby.
Why should Christianity have anything to do with my life? I don't care what Christianity thinks. If Christianity doesn't like abortion, don't have one. But stay out of my life.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Vonnie. I mean, I don't think a religion has any right to tell somebody based on a belief that all life is sacred when in reality, the prisons are full of people who are on death row who believed in God before they went into prison. I mean, and they don't have any problem with – they want to have live babies so they can have dead soldiers so they can fight over wars and everything like that. I mean, that it just doesn't make any sense. The whole edict doesn't make any sense. I mean, if you look throughout history, it's totally pointless. Back when we had small numbers of people, yeah, they wanted to have a lot of family so they could have be able to have people to put on their farms or whatever so they could – heirs or so they carry on the family name or whatever. But in today's day and age, it's completely pointless. I mean, because we have 7 billion people on the planet. I mean, I don't think we're going to go away anytime soon. I mean, unless the planet gets hit by an asteroid and gets split into 10 trillion gazillion pieces, then we're pretty much screwed over at that point. But until that happens, we're pretty much, I think we're fine.
And if the Christianity world wants to talk about love for people, well, how about respect for the one woman who's standing there looking at the rest of her life and seeing it absolutely crumble before her because she is in no way capable of raising this child. And in my case, I already had a child.
Right.
I would have been so screwed, and my kids would have been screwed. Why should I be forced into parenthood? Because someone else had a belief. That, do you see where I'm saying? Your belief isn't my issue. I don't care what Christianity thinks. This is the point. It's my life, and it's that child's life. So if you love life so much, what about when the child is born? What about its life then? What about this woman who is pretty much, her life is completely compromised forever. What about her life?
Yeah.
You know?
Any last thoughts on that, Derek?
Well, the only thing is that I think – and I don't know if I've ever said this before on the show, but you know, I'm going to say it now. And I think at the end of the day, before you engage in any type of sexual activity, number one, you need to know who the person you're with. And number two, you also need to be – I've always said if you're not willing to shoulder the burden of what your activity may produce, then try your best not to engage in the activity. I think that's the best and safest possible way of doing something.
Well, abstinence.
I think we all feel that way, Eric. But if life were perfect, we wouldn't have 150 kids in foster care in the United States alone.
Right.
I agree. And I think that's something that we definitely need to address and we definitely need to look at. And the horrible conditions of fostering, of some foster homes and stuff like that, we need to address as well and get these kids really. Because that's the thing. It's like, and that's what I was trying to say earlier is that, you know, we have a foster care system that in some ways it needs to be reevaluated and we need to look at. And we don't, you know, we talk about pro-life, but we don't have a true system in place to help these kids who parents just cannot either afford or.
No, you know, really what it is, it's not pro-life. And that was my point. It isn't pro-life. What it is forced parenthood.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah, pro-choice. They don't realize is that pro-choice is pro-life because they're not just pro-life for just the baby. They want pro-life. Their pro-choice is pro-choice for the mother and the child. Or
right.
And this way, if the mother can't survive, then neither is are going to survive. That's
right.
That's what it boils down to. All right. Well, we should get moving on. Wow, this was a good topic.
I just want to say, Eric, I love you. I'm sorry for ranting.
That's okay. And I hope you understand. I'm playing devil's advocate.
He was just yeah.
I know. And it's good that you do. You raise the voice that we don't want to hear because we don't want to argue with it. But if you don't, then the issues don't get discussed fully. So I do appreciate it.
Yeah, exactly.
I just get so emotional about it, and I apologize.
Oh, sure, no problem. Dan, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just want to say that. Of all the different religions that I've heard viewpoints from regarding abortion and
Eric's is the best.
Murder and killing. Eric's is the best, but
there we go. What's
the only religion that I have not seen as being hypocritical when it comes to it is Jainism. Which has basically nonviolence toward all living things. every other religion I see as hypocritical about it, because they say, well, don't kill, except.
Ah.
You know, once you put that except in there, it's hypocrisy.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, I try my hardest, and sometimes I do fail, but I do try my hardest to be as, you know, what you do for one, you have to be one to do for all. And I try very hard, and I know that.
But then how, I'm sorry, but that it does lead me to ask, and I can't help but asking, you're also for death penalty. What about that life?
Well, after you're born, what you decide to do with your life is your decision.
But see, you're making the rules, Eric. You're cherry picking right there, and that's what Christianity did. It cherry picks. You say, and what you got, like two faces here. You're saying, no, life is sacred. Period. Life is sacred. Right from it's sacred.
Well,
so it's okay for the child to live in the ditch. It's okay for the child to go hungry. It's okay for the child to not have proper clothing and everything else that it needs to live. It's okay for his mother to have that same fortune, future. That's all okay.
Right.
But tell me where this makes sense.
Here's the deal. I grew up in the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church, last I heard, doesn't agree with the death penalty. Now, there are Christians out there who do agree with the death penalty, and I understand that concept. And, you know, I think
don't see how you can play that whole life card then, because the death penalty is taking a life. And whether that life is a fetus or a criminal, it is a life.
But the thing about it is that you have to at least give it the chance. You have to give it the chance.
But you're not giving it a chance. You're not giving it a chance when that child is destined for poverty, for destitute, for things that you can't even imagine because you've never had to be there yourself. That, like, give me a break. How is that giving a life a chance?
Yeah, that's a good point, because if the child already has the wooden spoon in their mouth, as it were, not the silver spoon, they're going to the chances of them growing up in a bad situation and probably making the situation worse for themselves overall.
Statistics show it. Yes. We have statistics that is as long as my 6-foot body or whatever. I'm 5'8", sorry. I mean, the statistics are there. We know this.
Yeah.
This is something that we have to educate ourselves about.
And you're also correct about that. But, you know, there are other instances, like, you know, and we talked about it, and I know your opinion on it, but, I mean, there's Steve Jobs, you have the football player.
It doesn't matter.
Hitler and Stalin.
And Stalin and Hitler,
you can play it the other way.
Exactly.
Right.
So,
that's like anything in life. You know, I think this is one of those things where it's like, it's it's a hard thing to debate because, you know, there are two sides. And
your own business. Honestly, I think it comes down to minding your own business. Keep your belief to yourself. If you don't want an abortion, don't have one.
Right. If you don't want to marry a gay person, don't marry one. Say it's the same. It's exactly the same argument.
And I'm just going to go back to what I said before. You know, just if you're engaging in activities, be sure you know who you're with. And on top of everything else,
education.
Education, and if you don't want a child, just remember the best way of not having one is don't do anything that'll cause it.
Well, you can't stop you, but you can't.
And just to add to that, because I completely agree, you should be teaching your kids about safe sex.
We've talked about that on the show. Yes, yeah, I agree with that 100%.
I'm going to add one thing, though, is that you can't stop the human drive. I mean, we have a desire for this for us. Right?
You're correct, but let me tell you this. If you see a hot chick and you know she has herpes, are you going to go do anything with her?
Can I get back to that? No, I'm just kidding. How are we talking? No, I'm just kidding. She doesn't have a sign on top of her head that says, I have herpes, I have herpes, I have herpes, you know.
I know,
but it is very important that you realize that my abortion, for example, accidents happen.
Correct.
And I think that by saying, oh, well, it's okay if it was in this circumstance, that's not fair. That's not, like, in my case, I would have been okay. But in someone else's case, oh, well, because, you know, you're 17 and you were just being reckless, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right.
It happens. And I agree that the biggest thing we need to do is stop bitching about the abortion part, stop laying the guilt on kids and women, and educate. Yes.
Yeah. That is the important part. And really stress
the kids. And if it happens, do it as, like, in Canada, it is done as humanely, as safely, and legally as possible.
And can I say something to the TV industry if any of them ever listens?
Eric wants to get on Fox News.
the thing is, you know, I'm a very big proponent of, you know, if you want to put on TV, put on TV. It is up to people to figure out what they like and what they support. And the best way to take bad television off is just not to watch. And can I just say to the TV, why does every relationship have to have sex in it? Why can't it just be?
Sex is a natural thing.
Because that's right. It is a natural because thing. Because we – and you know what, Eric? If you're going to say that, like then please tell me – then please tell me why we have every other show where people are getting stabbed and sliced up and beaten and shot up and shot and tell me all the violence.
Yeah, violence. Like, why, I don't understand why violence
is – please tell me how that is less natural than sexual activity.
Yeah. I mean there's a line from George Carlin that says, I'd rather watch – two people making love than watching two people try to kill each other. So,
exactly.
All right. Well, we should
diversity in relationships. There you go.
Well,
diversity. Let's bring it back to diversity.
Diversity. Okay. All right. Well, we should get moving on. Wow. This was a big one for this show. Wow. I don't think we've ever had a topic that lasted quite this long before.
Well, I think we have.
Well, pretty close to it. So I hope everybody brought their fuzzy slippers. We're going to be here for a little while longer. Republican Speaker of the State House issued an apology this week after sending emails from his personal account referring to the First Lady Michelle Obama as Mrs. Yo Mama and quoting Bible verses citing that by some references for a presidential assassination. This is I know, Eric, that we've said in the past that you've said in the past this is not about race. I think this guy is really about race. In his mind, it's about race. Yes. This guy is a racist. He's pointing to Bible verses saying, you know, hey, this means we should assassinate a president. I have, in the time I've been alive, and I have never heard of anything like this before. I mean, that senators are saying, yeah. Well, Obama, because he's black, he should be assassinated. I mean, really? I mean, I know this is the first black president we've actually ever had, but I mean, the racism has come out of the closet in such hard fashion. I have never seen like this before. I mean, I thought we put these issues behind us. Apparently, in their minds, they have not. It's disgusting. There is a whole litany of these things. I'll be posting these at the website at PackardPokes@.wordpress.com. Dan, your thoughts?
It's interesting that he apologized for calling the First Lady Mrs. Yo Mama, but he didn't have any sorry words at all for. He said, pray for Obama, Psalm 109:8, you know, that says, let his days be few and brief and let others step forward to replace him.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the kind part of it when it gets into talking about, may his children be orphans and his wife be a widow.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous, and there were exactly this type of calls when President Obama was elected from several preachers primarily throughout the South.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, of course not for everyone, but for these people in particular, it's always been about race.
Yeah.
There's a black man in their White House and they are upset about it.
Yes, that's what it boils down to. They can't deal with this. They feel that a black man should not be in running things. They should not be in charge. They're supposed to be, we'll acknowledge them just so long as we don't have to look at them or know that they're around. But when they're in charge, well, hey, we'll do everything we can to make their life miserable so we can feel good about ourselves because we happen to be white. I mean, please.
The word that comes to mind for that is uppity.
Yes. Hey, I can be uppity, but Dan can be uppity, Eric can be uppity, Vonnie can be uppity, anybody in the chat room can be uppity. But I mean, this is beyond uppity. This is like crazy uppity. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Didn't it say something there that he was praying for his death, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we all know praying doesn't work anyway, so.
Oh, it doesn't? Dang! Oh, no! You've destroyed...
Pray all you want. Remember when Rick Perry had a like festival of prayer, and then a week later they had a forest fire, and they were praying for rain?
Remember? Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then the atheists went down. Yeah, then the atheists...
Really, yeah, I think Obama will probably survive it.
Oh, yeah, quite sure. And then when the atheists showed up down there, torrential rains. I think if there's a God, he's telling them something. He's like, yeah, I think you guys need to shut up. Go away.
Oh, dude, buddy. Yeah, pray all you want, buddy. You go.
Pray all you want. Nothing's going to happen.
Do a rain dance while you're at it.
I think that would make a great billboard. Pray all you want. Nothing happens anyway. Somebody get on that. Eric, your thoughts?
I just want to say, whenever it comes to politics and racism, my issue isn't so much that that you know people dislike Obama because he's black, as much as I just don't like it labeled where it's like Republicans equals racism. That's not always the case.
In this case, it is.
This case, it is. Yeah, this case is due to dumbass. I'm going to be of two minds. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on the
seriously after he's been quoted.
Well, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for this one thing. He did – he made it – I think his intention for at least the Psalm quote was the beginning part where let his days be few as far as being in the house. I think that's what his intent was. Now, I think he should have read a little more ahead mm-hmm. and make sure that there was nothing else attached to it. And I also don't like the whole entire call First Lady Mom. First of all, he needs to learn to create a dummy email account and to go to Starbucks and use their IP address instead of an office IP address. And this isn't something, you know, if you're going to joke like this, you joke with people who you're very, very close to.
And keep it off the email.
You don't send this mass email to a whole entire
you know, he claimed he didn't office. Read it. Yeah, he claimed he didn't read it. It's like, oh yeah, I just glanced at it and I just forwarded it and I didn't really read it.
Well, before you forward something, be sure you read it. All right, how about this? Just don't forward stupid stuff.
Yeah. How about not emailing stupid stuff? And keep your
There you go.
It is racism is what it boils down to. I mean, yeah, I've never heard of anybody going to President Bush's going, hey, yo mama President Bush, yeah. Like, really? Do you think if any congressman had done that, do you think they would have actually let him get away with it? I can tell you this.
Well, they're not because, you know, this is all happening. But, you know, it's a very stupid move, and it's something that we need to try. There are so many other things that you can go after Obama on. This is not one of the better ones. Don't bring race into it. It shouldn't be about race.
Unfortunately, in this instance, it was.
Yes. I totally agree, and it needs to get out. And I'm very disappointed in this person, and I hope that
he should resign.
Down. Yeah,
he should resign. Yes, he should. You know, because they made Anthony Weiner resign over this little scandal. You know. And this is saying, hey, the president should be assassinated. Hey, I think you should go away. You know, you don't need – if you're calling for the president's assassination, you should be removed from office. I don't mean do like a recall like we're doing here in Wisconsin on Walker. But I mean you should just be taken away by the men in black, the feds or whatever, and say you call – you know, They're the CIA, whoever it is protects the president. I'm right now my head is – I get a little bit of headache, so I can't quite think. But you know what I'm saying is if you're calling for an assassination of the president, the CIA should be knocking on your door and saying, you and I need to have a little chat. And we're going to go stick you in this little box for about 30 years. And when you come back out, you're not going to look like you did, and you're not going to have any of those same thoughts again. So.
Well, let me ask you this. And this is the way I think they should treat it, because we were talking about hypocrisy and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. If this was a normal, everyday citizen who did something like this, what would have happened?
They would have done the same thing. They would have taken him away, stuck him in a little box, and say, you're not getting out for 30 years.
Treat him no differently than any other citizen.
That's what I'm going to say. That's what I'm saying. They should treat that just because he's a high ranking official doesn't mean that he should be treated. You're right. He should not be treated any differently. He should be taken away by whoever and locked up. Seriously, Secret Service. Thank you, Joe Unseen. Thank you. It was on the tip of my brain. I couldn't pull the words out. But thank you. That's exactly what it was. The Secret Service should have little words with him, about 500 words, and all of them say, going to jail, 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 going to jail.
Give me the news.
A new study reveals on who's more prone to be a mean drunk. I mean, I came from a family of drinkers. I mean, heavy drinkers. I have a supply of alcohol, but it's really old because I don't drink a whole heck of a lot. And because I saw what alcohol did to my family, and I didn't want to become that, and I have not become that. And when I drink, I limit myself to one, two drinks, and then I cut myself off. Because I have a little thing, most people forget this little word called self-control, or two words rather. But some people don't have self-control, or they don't want self-control. They think that they've got to drink as much as they can to prove that they're a man or a strong woman or whatever. It, to me, it doesn't make any sense. But I mean, if this study proves to be right, and they're showing that that if you're drinking so much and you're going to be a mean drunk, then you need to take a step away from the shot glass or the beer or whatever it is that you're using to get drunk. I mean, it says here that the study included 495 adults with an average of 23 who were social drinkers. So if they're given this test to determine the future impact on these people, I think that if you're a heavy drinker or you have a few drinks to work, maybe you should take this test. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I know some, have known some mean drunks in my time too. And, you know, there are a lot of people who just don't react well to being intoxicated. And if they are able to realize that fact and, you know, prevent themselves from doing so, fine. If not, then, you know, they're going to end up meeting someone who's a meaner drunk than they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see if anything comes of this as far as, you know, are you likely to go get an evaluation based on this before you actually find out you're a mean drunk?
It would be a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what they say, to add alcohol, become instant
exactly.
Yeah. Or, you know, or liquid courage, as it's often called, too. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I've known a few mean drunks in my lifetime, quite personally. And my experience is that whoever you are sober, you're that times 10 when you're drunk.
Yeah.
So if you're going around life and you have anger management issues, if you have childhood issues, if you have issues.
And who doesn't have issues?
Well, exactly. If you're depressed and stuff about something, you're going to be 10 times more depressed when you get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people can actually find numbness out of that or whatever, but it doesn't make them any happier for sure.
Right.
If you have anger management issues, that you might be, you know, when you're sober, we have like self-awareness, but when we're drunk, it's like, you know, dance like nobody's watching kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're free to really express your true, whatever emotions are coursing through you in that point in time in your life. So like me, I just flutter about. I'm like, I'm such a happy drunk. It's to the point of annoying. Like I'm almost levitating. My feet come off the ground. I'm like, wee! I'm just, and I don't drink very much actually, but yeah, it's very happy, happy drunk.
Yeah, see, I could.
You're a sparkly drunk.
Yeah, sparkly drunk.
But see, this is the thing. I think, like, generally speaking, I really do generally deal with my issues as they come. I deal with them. I hate putting issues on a shelf. I really do try to meet them head on and get them done. So
right.
I'm generally a pretty steady emotionally. I'm fairly steady because I try to battle my issues that way. But that's not to say that I don't have triggers, too. I mean, you know, everybody has triggers.
Right.
And I generally will not drink if if I am in a place in, you know, if I'm at a place where I'm not happy anyway, mm-hmm. I generally won't drink anyway. And I did grow up with alcohol in my family too, and it was not a pretty affair at all. So,
oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm pretty aware of that, and I think that's also why I'm so meet those problems head on, deal with your issues as they come, and get through them, because they really do just pile on, right?
Yep.
If you don't. So then, yeah, if you add alcohol to the mix, woof, you've just got a disaster waiting to happen. So, like, I'm really not sure if it's your DNA as much as everything that you've collected along the way in your life, and you kind of wear your emotions on your sleeve when you're mm-hmm. drunk.
Oh, yeah. I mean, myself, I can count the number of times I've been drunk on one hand.
So, yeah.
I mean
yeah.
honestly, I mean, it's...
Me too.
It's not many people can say that, I mean... But it's kind of rarity. I mean,
I think probably because you grew up with it. Like, I grew up with the two, and they say that you tend to either pick up the habit or just completely turn your back to the habit completely. Because, like yourself, I know with me, I don't want anything to do with that world. That was awful, right? Yeah,
exactly.
And you have kids, and so you see that as you didn't like anything that you saw there, so you don't want to have anything to do with it. I think
right.
that's actually very common for someone who
I think that
either going to pick it up or go away.
Some people they consider it like you're just following the trend, you know, the family.
Yeah.
Because all my brothers and sisters they're drinkers too. I mean, I myself
yeah.
I was the
yeah.
opposite. Everybody else followed the same pattern. I went my own way. So,
me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
But I'll relay this little story. When one of the times I did get drunk, I was underage. I'm overage now, so you can't bust me on that. But some friends and I had been drinking, and that's the way I am. You know, I'm kind of a happy guy, and we were drinking, and he goes, "Hey, you're drunk." I say, "I act like this all the time. How would you know the difference?" And he goes, "Yeah, you're right. So there's no way they're gonna tell if I'm drunk, because I act the same way all the time."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It's a mask. I wear it all the time. Drunk, I take it off and look the same way. Hey.
Yeah.
Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I'm in a similar situation as y'all are. You know, we do in my family. We do have alcoholism, so I'm not really big on it. Here's the thing. I've never understood why people desire to get drunk.
Well, you know, just not to interrupt you, Eric. Healthy drinking is if you limit yourself to so many drinks, either per day or per week, that's actually healthy. It's psychologically healthy for the mind.
Absolutely true.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But what I'm talking about is the people who sit there and go, "Oh, I'm going to get drunk this weekend and act the fool." Well, why do you want to get drunk and act the fool? That's how you end up pregnant in a bad situation.
Yeah, I can never understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, I've tried it. I can't do it. I just have too much control.
Yeah, and so it's like I've never understood that. But, you know, and it's like I just want to say, because it's like these people go out to bars. They see what happens. They laugh at people for what happens, but they go and they do it.
Yeah.
The people who do it, they have their friends tell them how stupid they were. They think it's the funniest thing ever. And it's like, how about this? How about you grow up?
Yeah.
How about you do something responsible and don't be an idiot?
Yeah. That'd be nice if they would actually do that. But unfortunately, you know. There's just people that just can't control themselves, I guess. I mean,
I could have saved those people tons of money. Just don't be an idiot.
Yeah. Well, instead of sending them to not be an idiot, send some money to me and.
You can get your new Mac Mini.
There you go. Just hit that donate button on the page when you go to packerpokes@wordpress.com, because that will really help me out in a big, big way, and I'll explain towards the end of the show. Our next story here is that there's a clothing company over in France, and they have a bunch of kids, and they got their latest wear on, and they're taking a picture at the beach, and it's like all happy and everything, except for one little detail, which the editor didn't think about, or didn't notice, or just... We just didn't have the right shot, and this is the best of the bunch. There's a man in the background. You can't really see him too well, but he's completely in the buff. And this is an ad for kids' clothing. I mean, here in the United States, we have this big hang-up over nudity, and we think of the human body as, ooh, this icky, ooh, you know, because Christianity has made us try to think of our bodies as this sinful thing, you know, because if you take off your clothes, you're going to want to have sex. Well, no, I mean, people have these nudist camps around people go to, and they're not all out there having a big orgy. I'm sorry, it doesn't happen. I mean, I've never actually been to one myself, but this is what I've heard anyway. So I'm kind of a mixed feelings on this one, though, because it's a kid's ad. I mean, you're not going to be expecting to see a naked butt of a grown man on there. At least he has his back to the camera. But like I said, it's an ad for kids. I mean, if it were here in the United States, I think that would have been caught. But it's France. What can I say? They have a little different view of the body than over here with the religious right being all over. Of course, I grew up in this religious doctrine myself, so it's that's why I've got those extra feelings, I guess. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, we're in a global culture now where you know this stuff crosses boundaries.
Yeah,
that was never thought of before, but I would have thought the photographer would have seen something going on here.
Yeah.
it's a little just more than just a little bit odd. I lean toward the possibility that, yeah, this was just a publicity stunt in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
But it's hard to tell. But you're right. In Europe, I mean, full frontal nudity on broadcast television is nothing new.
Right.
Nude beaches are nothing new.
Right.
People are much less ashamed of their bodies in Europe than they are over here in the Americas. So
yeah.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same. I agree with you, Dan. I don't know how that could. I mean, usually for a magazine to actually for a photo to actually get to the point where it's published in a magazine, it's gone through at least two or three hands, at least. And I mean, I don't know the logistics of this photo, though. I don't. For all we know, it could have been photoshopped in there. So I can't help but think that there's something amiss here, because if even in France, I looked at the picture and it just looks creepy. It really looks creepy. There's in the forefront, there's four happy-go-lucky kids, and in the background, there's this naked fat guy waiting in the water, like he's just lurking there. It looks horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It makes no sense.
When I first saw the picture, actually, you know, I honestly, when I first looked at the picture, if I had just glanced at the picture, I probably wouldn't even notice the guy was naked. It just looked like there's somebody in the background. I didn't even look at it. But
well, he's not in his. It's not his back. You can't see his private part, but he is actually facing the camera. He's looking down at the water. Yeah,
it looks like he's.
Yeah, it looks like he's just walking in the water, right?
Oh, really? And, okay, now yeah, I'm blowing this up, but I can see what you're saying now. It does look like he's facing forward.
Sure, yeah. That's why you're blowing it up.
Yeah, yeah, Eric, I don't get enough of my own. I got to look at something else. Yeah,
you've been found out.
Yeah, you busted me, Eric. Yeah,
it looks like to me. It looks like the kids. The kids were actually photoshopped into that photo. Obviously, they're not on the beach.
You think, though?
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Look at the photo. Those kids were put into that photo.
I think it's possible that they were actually down on the beach.
No.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to tell. I mean, it's.
I can tell easily. What about you, Dan?
I mean, if you look at the level of the water in the back. Well, background behind them all, it looks a little fishy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, the placement's not right. They're not even of the same hue of that picture. Those kids look like they came out of a like Gap magazine and were inserted in there.
We live in the age of Photoshop, and it's so hard. It's getting harder and harder to tell.
I don't know what this is, right?
Yeah, it is getting so hard to tell nowadays. Eric, your thoughts?
Well, I think the bigger thing is, does France really care about this? You know, because if they don't care, then I don't see why we make such a big deal about it. The the thing that shocks me is not only did it get past a photographer,
mm-hmm.
but it also got past the person who created the ad.
Yeah.
So that just tells me that no one really cares. I think it's a funny thing. I think it is a slip up, but I also think it's funny. I just think it's, you know, for us it's like, oh my God, but over there it's like, whatever.
Yeah. To me, it looked like, I mean, just from the small picture that I had in front of me, it looked like he was facing away, but Vonnie's like, no, he's facing forward. It's like, oh, and I had to actually blow it up to see. Yeah.
Man, I do feel bad about that guy then if you have to blow it up to tell which way he's facing. Wow.
It looks more like a flesh blob.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this line from the song Chainsaw Juggler. It's not the size that counts, it's the woman that counts the size. So that's why, going back to Eric saying it, you have to blow it up and you feel bad for the guy. Never mind.
Well, actually, technically speaking, it's the motion of the ocean. Yeah. Just saying.
I'm with you on there, Vonnie. Really, I am.
You really want to know.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The MPAA lawyer is inspired a file-sharing religion. A Catholic bishop is unhappy about that because they don't have the tenets that they have is probably they don't believe in a God. They just believe that file sharing should be free and everything. And the Catholics are like, it's not a real religion. Well, Catholics, neither is yours. You're all cults. So I'm like, I was reading this and I was like, I can't believe that you people are actually really getting over upset about this, and they're calling them a cult, and it's like that's a pot calling the kettle black, if you ask me. But I mean, it's just kind of crazy. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it really is funny. Basically, what the bishop and others are upset about is that the Missionary Church of Copimism is formally recognized in Sweden as an official religion now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's competition for them.
Yep.
You know, I don't think a lot of people take any of it seriously, except people like the Catholic bishop that's all upset about it, you know.
Yeah.
I can hear the butthurt all the way over here.
Well, in this religion, the only thing you're going to get is just copies, not butts. That's what they're. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what they're worried about. They're not going to get They're not going to get the little warmers. You know. Never mind. Anyway, Vonnie, your thoughts.
Refresh.
Oh, okay. Are we talking about the file sharing religion, Catholic bid?
Yeah. Oh, I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
I think we should all start religions of all kinds. Just, I really do. I think we should start a trend.
How about the Packard Sonic religion? You just show up here. We just show up here on Friday nights and we'll just talk. That's our religion.
And you get a tax break on top of which.
Oh yeah. Well then, I don't get a tax refund.
Yeah, we should totally do this. I think, bring on the religions. Mm-hmm.
Anything to take away from the Catholic Church, sure. Why not? But just to get them cheesed off.
It's hilarious, yeah.
That is funny.
It brings me joy to think about it, actually.
Yeah, and the funny is, it says here, in the case of the religion, the preachers are defined as ones of facilitating, holy copying and remixing. So, I shall use my holy mouse and use the holy keyboard and remix my holy stuff to make my holy remix.
I think it's hilarious.
And you know, the thing is, though, to be qualified as a cult, I think you have to, you know, like kill something, don't you? I guess I don't know, in that case, Christianity is certainly a cult because they had to supposedly kill Jesus so they can have their sins washed away. You know, that's kind of, well, like, so you're still killing something.
I don't know the technical, I don't know what it is, but it's a cult in my eyes.
Yeah, exactly. Religions, all religions are cults. It's just a matter of how you define it, I guess. But I mean, but I define them all as cults, so it's the same thing.
I mean, there are varieties of crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, all religions to some extent, I mean, they come out of figments of stories and myth, but Catholicism and Islam. Come on. And, you know, Scientology, too. They're really, like, these ones in particular, mind you, I mean, I hear a lot of people say, I'm not Catholic, I'm Christian. Really? Okay. But there are, like, two grades of Christianity. There's Catholicism, and then
Catholic and Catholic light.
And then there's the rest, but then there's the Mormons, and then there's the Jehovah's Witnesses, and they all think the other ones are crazy. It just makes me laugh.
Yeah, I know. I look at them all, I go, you guys don't even realize how crazy you all are.
It's kind of like a grab bag. I mean, it's all crazy. It's just...
It really...
Harder than others.
It really is. Eric, your thoughts?
I'm gonna give some words of wisdom to the Pope on this one.
Okay.
Laugh at it because it is a joke. Don't make a big deal about it because if you do, people are gonna get curious, and they're gonna go to it. Just let it be.
Well, if
make a fuss, make a fuss.
Let's make a fuss. Everybody, make a fuss. Tell the Pope this is real religion. Yay! Yay! The high file sharers. Woo! I pray at my computer. Woo!
I'm going to post this story daily.
Oh, it's just hilarious. It really is. It just that he's actually making this big of a deal over it. So, but anyway, remember we just in this last year we had what's his name? I forget it. Camping. That was saying the world's coming to an end. World's coming to an end. And
hey, I had a party for it. Okay.
Oh, did
you? Prepared.
You were prepared.
I was prepared.
Well,
I was disappointed.
Well, you know what, Eric? You can have another one, and you know why?
Yeah. Why is that?
Because there's this minister. He says that Jesus is going to return on May 27th in 2012. So, don't if you're worried about the Mayans showing up or not showing up or whatever, saying. The end of the world is in 2112. No, let me get this right. December 21st, 2012. That's this year, but we got 11 more months to go. Yay!
I'm telling right now.
There you go. But he says this is I was giggling right before the show. I was like, oh, you got it. I was just like, yes. This guy is saying that. This guy, his name is Ronald Wyland. He considers himself a prophet of God, and he says Jesus Christ is coming back on May 27th. Now, since I'm mocking him, and this is what he says in the article, this is exactly what he says. For those who do not believe in him and mock his message, they claim they will die from cancer. So, I guess I'm going to die from cancer. because he said I'm going to because I'm mocking him. I mean, really? Come on now. This I was like, I could not believe this. We got to go through this again. I guess he picked up the book of camping and said, you know, let's work on this thing. We'll come up with our own scheme, our money making scheme. This is what this is. He's just trying to make money. This is not God is coming back because there is no God to come back from. Okay, I'm sorry if you believe that. You're full of shit. I got to beat myself.
Yeah.
That was bad.
I was bad. You're full of it. Because
I'm going to remind you about that every time I swear accidentally, just so you know.
Out of how many shows have I done? So.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter. It counts. It does count because I never mind. Anyway. But the thing is, these people are full. They're full of it. I'm sorry. It's a line of baloney. You're being fed a line of baloney. There's no God to come back. No Jesus Christ to come back. Just live your life, people. Just live your life. Don't worry about these God botherers. Tell these people, go shove yourself in a closet, and that's where you should be. If people who actually read the Bible, if you're gonna pray, you have to do it in a closet alone, and not to be praying out loud in the street and whatever. But if I can remember the verse, I'd spout it off right now. But seriously, this has got to be the funniest thing I've seen since camping. Really, Dan, your thoughts?
It's been a long time coming for this group too. They've been, you know, out of the limelight for quite a while. They used to be called the Worldwide Church of God, and it was a guy named Harold Armstrong that got things started, or Herbert Armstrong. I'm sorry, got things started a long time ago on the radio shows. And he passed away in 1986, and the group splintered into a bunch of tiny little sects that each had their own particular little things against all of the others. And each one of them, of course, is convinced that they're the true one true religion and everybody else is going to hell. But
yeah.
They've been leaning a little bit more toward mainstream evangelical church, most of them, but they're all pretty nuts, in my opinion. And they're now called the Grace Communion International, have been for just a couple years now. And this guy and the people that follow him, they are hoping for the end times. And, you know, I'll be happy to see an end put to this kind of stuff.
Yeah. I would let you know, I would like to see an end to this to myself. This is it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's just a scam. It really is. It's just a scam. I'm just without any more words on this. It's just too funny and just crazy. Fonny, your thoughts?
Yeah, I have two thoughts about this. the scam thing, absolutely. There's money to be had in this. And I read an article, and I wish I had saved it. But they have there's money to be gained by this hoopla.
Oh, yeah,
but,
absolutely.
But you know, this hoopla has been going on for a very, very long time. And here, the problem is, in the Bible, where Jesus said he's going to come back at the end of the world, if that had been translated properly in the Bible, and it has since been discovered to not say the end of the world at all, it says end of the age. And the end of the age, referring to the constellation, you know, the sundial chart. There's the 12 houses, and the next one, he said, go to the man with the pitcher of water. Well, Jesus was the Pisces, the fish, and if you ever notice the hats and all that stuff and the fish and blah, 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 that's all about the sundial and the constellations. And the guy, the pitcher of water, that's Aquarius. Mm-hmm. That's the age of Aquarius. So
didn't that end back in the 60s?
It's all about, like, you know, here, you know what? When the sun comes up every morning, it's right about the same time I drive my son to school, and I jokingly say, good morning, Jesus. Like, that's my pet name for the sun. So he is the Son of God, and he casts the light. He casts away the darkness. Every morning he comes back. So if they were paying attention, they should just, you know, do their whole hurrah, hurrah thing every single morning, whatever time zone they're in. It's about 8:30 my time.
Yeah. And Jesus, quote unquote, goes to sleep every night.
Yeah, and so did Horus, and so did Mishra, and blah blah blah. There's so many of them. I mean, the story's been regurgitated so many times through the ages.
Oh yeah.
But it's silliness. I don't know. Again, lack of education, I guess.
It's exactly it. It's lack of education, and I just hope nobody buys into this guy, and they just do what they did to Campy, make him a laughing stock, and they don't keep changing the date. Someone goes, puts up billboards all over the place. Dude, the world's coming in this year instead. I mean, let's get through, and I'm pretty certain, I am 99.99999% we're going to get through unless someone decides to get trigger happy with a missile and decides they're going to go out on their own and try to end the world so they can make it happen. I mean, come 2013, they're going to say,
we are going. This whole end world stuff isn't going to stop. It's not like they invented this whole end time thing. It's been going on forever since the Bible was printed.
Oh, right? Yeah, exactly. It really is.
We'll keep going, too.
Yeah, exactly. Eric, your thoughts?
I'm getting the beer.
Drink up, Eric.
I may not do a lot of drinking, but that night I will.
I don't know. Can you go to heaven drunk?
We will find out.
I wouldn't want to go any other way.
And do you have any other thoughts on that, Eric?
Nope, that's it. Party at my house.
Party at Eric's house on May May 27th or whatever it is. I guess I just closed out the article idea.
Pick a date, any date.
Yeah, May 27th. Yeah, so pick a date. Our funny tweet today comes from Embellishment. That's he retweets the quack or the charm quack. The Embellishment is Embellishment, and he retweets, like I said, the quirk, the charm quirk. That's TheCharmQuark, and he says, say one thing for lightsabers, they're bloody noisy, and he added on there, should switch them to vibrate.
There you go.
I can just see this in the battle. Boy, these things are sure noisy. Yeah, let's switch them to vibrate. If they had been switched to vibrate, I think that whole battle scene would have been a whole lot different.
It would have been interesting.
But a lot more interesting. Then we'd have a whole other movie. Probably have to put an X rating on there. Dan, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I can just imagine that. There's a lot of things. I mean, can you think of some movies where, something noisy was involved in the movie, and just imagine, okay, switch the movie to have that noise set to vibrate. What would it change? It could be interesting.
Yeah. Well, they've been a heck of a lot more relaxed coming back out. So, you want to fight? No, I don't think I want to fight anymore. Oh, Bonnie, your thoughts.
Well, I know when Bill O'Reilly talks, I just hear crickets. Mm-hmm. So they could try crickets.
Crickets. Switch mm-hmm. to crickets.
Yeah. That's what I hear when Bill O'Reilly speaks. It's just tweet, tweet.
Eric, your thoughts.
And I hear the same thing whenever I hear Bill Maher.
Touche, my love. Touche.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout out is from Vonnie, and she is giving the shout out for Sister Indica. That's SisterIndica. Give her a follow after the show and let her know that you heard her here. Vonnie, can you tell us a little bit about Sister Indica? Did I spell that right? Is that an L or an I?
It's I.
Okay. I do have it spelled right. Okay.
SisterIndica.
Right. Okay.
Very interesting individual. And I love diversity. I mean, I just think people should be as free to be whoever they were born to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Love that song from Lady Gaga.
Right.
So I'm leading into something here. Because Sister Indica is a transgender person.
Mm. Okay.
So, and I don't even know, I could be saying the wrong thing. I think it's transgender. Maybe not transgender, but he dresses as a she.
Okay? Oh, that would be
I don't know though that if he so forgive me, maybe blurt that out because I may be giving the wrong information. I don't actually know if he's transgender. He just likes to dress in drag.
That would be I used to know this.
Transvestite.
Yes, thank you.
No.
Yes.
I don't know that that's what he calls himself.
No, but that would be the actual that would well, actually be the term though.
Yeah. At any rate,
he does a very good job too. I'm looking at his picture now. He's like beautiful.
The most beautiful makeup ever. It's just,
I'm so jealous. I can never wear a size 6 or 3, whatever it is. I don't know.
but here's something interesting about this. He belongs to actually like a chapter. And so they have sister chapters, and these sister chapters do charity work everywhere.
Oh, that's nice.
So he's just moved, and he's just joining an LA chapter. And they do charity work all the time, and that's actually what the chapter is about. And in turn, it raises awareness for the LGBT community.
Very good.
Right? Yeah, and just the most, I find him so interesting. Like, I can't help but just love him. He's this warmest person and funny as heck and just a very solid, good person.
Right.
And I love the diversity and that he doesn't hide who he is. Like, he is a man. And in fact, for sure he is, because when I was DMing with him through the week to let him know that I'd be giving him a shout out, he was just tickled about it. And he said, but right now I'm just sitting here, you know, like a boring boy. Oh. He wasn't in his makeup.
I'm just kind of boring. Why would anyone follow me? Gosh. Yeah, oh, wow.
So he's like, you know, he said he only dresses up like that maybe once a week. So at the time that I was talking to him, he was just at his computer, you know, just looked like
you
a
said
boring
he's
boy.
You said he's out in LA, right? I was gonna say if he was in Hollywood dressing up, that Halloween, like I was just thinking, you know, if he's dressed up like that, and come Halloween, Halloween and Halloween, as they say, is redundant. So
I don't know anybody who could do their makeup like he does.
Well, I'll have to take a look myself. I mean,
his makeup is unbelievable. He's so good at it. Wow.
Oh well, maybe he should get a job as a makeup artist.
That's what I told him.
if he's that good, he should get a job as a makeup artist, because artists are rare people. They know how to, they just know the face so well, and if they can do it on themselves, that just shows you're right there at the best there. So, but yeah. Anyway, let's move into our question of the week. Our question from last week was, if you could only eat at two restaurants, fast food or otherwise, what would they be and why? And the replies that I had, we only had one, and that was from Joe on Scene. He says, my two restaurants would be the Sesame Seed in Danbury, Connecticut, because it's like an antique toy shop that sells fajitas, hummus, and baba ganoush. I always thought I have the song that has that in there, so I didn't know what it was. It says for very reasonable prices, and it's so good. And Rosemary's Texas Taco in Paterson, New York. Wow, that's a big long drive for those two places. Which has psychedelic artsy place, also filled with antiques, as well as spray paintings, photo collages, collages, and other art. They sell tacos, burritos, tostadas. And Rosemary herself greets you at the door with a smile, purple hair, and glittery makeup. That's an interesting way of thinking about it. If if you go to some place and there's always somebody smiling at the door and they got nice artwork to look at. I mean, that, I guess that enhances your experience. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, there's so much about a different restaurant or something that really comes to mind. So much more than the food, the kind of service you get at a hometown diner can blow the water out of a 4-star restaurant in New York if you happen to be at one,
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really have that much to do with the food.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly. If you have something you can focus on, it depends on how bad the food is or how good the food is.
Yeah.
If they've got this, a couple years ago, I was dating this lady and we went to Hooters in Minnesota, and it was at the Mall of America, and the food there, you see all these women there, got their shirts all tied up, whatever, or tight in the back, so their bosoms are as much in your face as you can. The only thing I was concentrating on was on the food. I was thinking, now I know why people go to Hooters. They don't go there for the food, because it sucks. It really does. I'm sorry, don't go to Hooters. Their food is just nasty. And if someone from Hooters is listening, then I'm sorry. That's my opinion. And your food sucks, really. If you're just going there, just go, skip the food, go to a strip club. You're gonna have a better time. And the food may actually be better if you even actually order food. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Oh, I agree completely. I am not even comfortable in fancy restaurants. I don't like them. I have to, because my career, I have to go frequently to these places. And I just hate being there. I feel I feel pretentious. It's like, this is not me in any way, shape, or form. This is just, I feel like the square in the circle,
Mm-hmm.
It's too polished and perfect and polite. And I don't know, I'd rather sit in the diner. That would be my place to be. I'd rather sit in a diner and just be relaxed and have a good laugh and not worry about, being perfectly poised. And I don't know, it's just so pretentious to me. So I agree. It's
yeah.
little. The food. It would be nice if the food were good too. But I think ambiance is just everything for me.
Yeah, exactly. There's a local pizza place down here, Pizza Hut. They got all these stars on the wall. The pizza's fair to decent. I don't know why they have to have all that extra stuff, but I guess just because you just look around, and go, oh, look at that, whatever.
Yeah.
Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah. Read it to me one more time. I just want to be sure I understand the question.
The question was from last week. What two restaurants you could want to eat at? That was the I gave mm-hmm. the answer. Did you hear the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have any thoughts on what he said?
Nope.
Eric, I have no thoughts.
That's right.
Eric always lives up to his name.
Yes, he does. Oh, that's why we love him here on the show. Okay, our question of the week for this week is, what piece of technology from TV, movies, or video games would you like to have and why? Dan, what piece of technology from a TV, movie, or video game would you like to have and why?
Oh, gosh. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, with mm-hmm. the big don't panic on the front cover. Oh. I'd like one of those, yeah.
Oh, you like the book, so you know.
The book itself within the book, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be so cool. This way it's like, yeah, I know the Voron Empire is coming on this date and everything. And it's like, now I know how to get off this planet. That was a good movie. If you ever seen the original is much better than the remake. The remake was not that good, but the original was much better. Vonnie, what piece of technology from a TV, from TV, movies, or video game, what would you like to have and why?
Packard, if I had a fly swatter right now, a cosmic one, I'd be slapping you with it. That wasn't in the list. That's not the question I read, and I even made a list.
Oh.
I worked really hard on my homework.
Oh. Well, it's a question of the week, 1-13-12.
No, that's not the question you gave me. I don't know now. Let Eric go first. What's the question? Turn me right off. I made a list, damn it.
Damn you, Packard.
It's all my fault. I got to clean this folder out. Really do. That'd be my fault. That would be my fault. Eric, what piece of technology from TVs, movies, or video game would you like to have and why?
An AT-AT walker.
Because
I think it would be freaking awesome to crush buildings.
At least you know you get a parking space.
That's right.
Vonnie,
I think I would like to be Mrs. Gadget.
Mrs. Gadget?
Yeah.
It would be like an Inspector Gadget
go
type thing?
Go Gadget arm.
Yeah. Oh.
Go Gadget foot.
Oh, that's pretty good. You know, the only thing is, though, he could never control those things. He was always...
Yeah, but I would know how to control it.
Absolutely.
You know what that makes me think of, Packard?
What's that?
Do you remember when we did a PC Max Smackdown?
Yes.
You remember how Cal had, like, a short-lived kind of gadget show? Did you ever watch it?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay, and they had Gadget Girl on there?
No, oh, wait a minute. No, I was thinking of the other one he did with the iPhone apps, but
okay, no. One day, ask him for that video.
Okay,
Gadget Garage, I think is what it was called.
Okay,
some good stuff is in there.
Okay, if I get a chance to, I'll ask him. No, so what TV technology would you, or movie or video game technology would you like to have?
Who, me?
Yeah,
I already said that, at Walker.
Oh yeah, right. I'm sorry, my bad.
God,
I'm sorry. I'm having one of those nights. We've had such a variety of errors here tonight. I forgot myself. This was inspired by my daughter. Actually, she think, and I kind of agree with her. I'd like to have the portal gun, because this way I could just shoot where I want to go, and I could get there almost instantaneously. Or if I bored, I could just like make a hole and just jump and just keep falling and falling. At least I'd be able to visit different places. Unfortunately, you know, trying to get the paint to put everywhere, that'd be a different problem altogether. But that's just something new. Anyway, so if you want to get those to us, leave it at packetpokes@wordpress.com, or leave it to us on Twitter, and we'll give you our Twitter names here in just a moment. So if you want to talk with us, please feel free. We're willing to answer any question within reason that we can actually answer. If we don't, we'll refer you to somebody else or wherever we need to. But if you want to talk to us, we will respond to you. You can reach Dan on Twitter as...
Rel Unrelated. That's RelUnrelated.
Right. And you can find Vonnie on Twitter as...
Evolution Child. EVOLUTION _CHILD.
Right.
Sorry.
That's all right. Just so everybody knows, that's not evolution underscore child. Sorry, it's just.
Oh, dear.
I think we're going to name you. I accidentally muted myself. That's is your new Twitter name. I accidentally muted myself.
Yeah. Or just oops.
Oops. No, that's Rick Perry's. That's Rick Perry's. He's oops. And you can reach Eric on Twitter as
Packard underscore Sonic sucks at yahoo.com.
Have you still not gotten any mail on that account yet, Eric?
I have gotten one mail.
You did?
And I actually forwarded to you. It's a question of the week kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
All right, let Packard read it first, and
I'll do that after the show because I don't want to pull it up now.
So now I definitely have to promote it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Now you got it. Eric got mail. Yay! But in the meantime, they can reach you on Twitter as
I have no thoughts. IHAVETHOUGHTS.
Right. And you can reach me on Twitter as Packard underscore Sonic. That's PACKARD underscore SONIC. You can reach the show at Packard Pokes at all one word, or you can see us on the website at PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com. Where if you want to leave your comments there, please do. If you want to drop us an email, it's PackardPokesAt@gmail.com, and we will be happy to read them on the air. If you would like to, and I would greatly appreciate it. I've had a little change of situation financially. It's going to be affecting me here. So to keep the show going, I'm going to need, I really need some donations. Or any donations would be very helpful right now. So please go to PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com. Please hit that donation button and throw me a few dollars or a lot of dollars if you want, so I can keep the show on the air. And I would really like to do that. And because, like I said, I'm getting into a crunch right now. So, and I really wish I was kidding about that, but I'm not. Anyway, just show will be up on Sunday, and we will be. You'll be able to hear it if you did not make it to the show. Well, if you're listening to it now. Now I'm rambling. Anyway, this has been Packard Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.
I didn't realize they could hear us. Someone just said there was homework.
Yes.
Packard gave us homework.
Yes, kicking the dirt. I saw that. That's funny. No homework.
And I do believe Vonnie just dropped out.
Oh, again. Okay.
It's because she lives in Canada.
Okay, hang on a second. I got a lot of editing to do. Okay, sorry. Welcome. That's all right. Welcome back.
Blame Canada.
Blame Canada. Blame Canada.